This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste is.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
And a dating advice girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in sunny Los Angeles, California. Oh yes. You know what this music means? It means dancing time. It's festival season, everybody. That's right. This show is all about festivals and how to navigate them if you're single or in a new relationship with somebody, right? Because there's a whole host of things that could happen, could go wrong in this time of Coachella and, you know, Outside Lands and Lollapalooza and all of these things. Yes, welcome to the show. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. And yeah, I'm just excited that it's springtime and things are happening in this realm. All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. Oh, just by the way, if you're new to listening to the show, welcome, welcome. Thanks for listening. Please go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, for more dating tips, dating fun, interviews, appearances, workshops, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because a lot's happening, a lot's in the works. But yeah, so basically, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl, Twitter at datingadvicegrl, same with Instagram, at datingadvicegrl, so no I in the word girl, datingadvicegrl, youtube.com/thedatingadvicegirl, pinterest.com/thedatingadvicegirl, or just Google search me, The Dating Advice Girl, and you'll find me. All right, so yeah, I'm super excited. I'm a big music festival fan. Let me just start the show off by saying that. I love music festivals. They're so much fun. I'm a little bit of a late bloomer in terms of all of this too. I mean, I think I went to my first music festival when I was like 29, maybe. Anyway, most people, I feel like, have gone to some sort of outdoor concert festival type thing, you know, when they were like in their early 20s or college or that kind of thing. Oh, no, not me. I choose to start that in my 30s. there you go. Young at heart, right? Young at heart. Age is only, what is it? Age is nothing but a number. Is that what it is? Okay, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so all of this to say that I'm enjoying the festivals and the fact that there are so many now, and like literally if you miss one, there's another one that could be just as good or better. So it's great. So again, you know, it's a very specific thing to be single or to be in a new relationship and go to a festival. I've been in several situations where I've bought two tickets for a show and then you stop dating the person that you're planning on bringing, and then you have an extra ticket and you're like, what the heck? Oh, Craigslist, let's sell one, you know? So that happens a lot. But if you do, if you are in a scenario, or maybe you bought two tickets just in case the festival approaches, and then you're like, oh, maybe I do want to invite this person I've only been dating like a month or two to be my plus one and, you know, take my ticket to join me and my friends at this music festival. Okay, so if that's your scenario, let's just say, there's a lot of things that come with all of that, right? Because you want to have fun, it's going to be a blast, and oh my god, you're going to be bonding, it's going to be romantic, and you're under the stars, and it's sexy, and all this stuff. But yeah, some practical things need to be considered as well, so that it's not a terrible, awful, drama-filled time. So let's jump into it, okay? Like I said, music festival season is officially here. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I love it. You know, it's fun, it's sun, it's flirting, it's music, it's frolicking. You know, there's so many. I mentioned a few already. There's Coachella, there's Outside Lands, there's Electric Daisy Festival, which I've never been to, but I'm really excited to try that one, too. Rock in Rio, which is a new one. Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, just to name a few. With so many options, there's a good chance that you, some friends, and possibly a new love interest might enjoy yourselves at a multiple-day music event. If you're unprepared, like I said, if you're unprepared, a whole host of things could pop up that could put a wrench in your amazing festival-type plans, okay? So here are 10 tips for you guys, here and girls. Here are 10 tips for making sure that you have an amazing time at a music festival with a new love interest, or if you're single and possibly meeting somebody there that you're dating or that kind of thing. Number one, make a loose plan. Oh my gosh. So things like, what time are you going? Right? I mean, I know that's a no-brainer, it seems like, but yeah. What time are you going? Who's driving? Like, whose car are you going in? You know, are you guys renting a big car? Are you going to, like, Uber it down there, which I actually know a few people who are doing Uber or Lyft there and just around the grounds, which is actually really smart. What bands are you interested in seeing? Because guess what? If your favorite band and your love interest's favorite band are both playing at the same time on different stages, that's going to be a little complicated and could get a little annoying. And, you know, if you didn't discuss it before, it could be like, well, I'll see you later then, which actually could be okay if you're cool with going to see your band and them going to see their band and then you meet up afterwards. Great. But have a brief conversation about that. You know, the entire weekend doesn't need to be planned out, but it's important to have a general idea as to what each of you has planned or what you're thinking so that you can just focus on enjoying yourselves in the moment. You know, do the planning first so you can enjoy later, right? Okay, number two, don't overdo it with the substances, you guys. I think you know what I mean. And when I say, by the way, when I say guys, I mean guys and girls. I mean all of you listening, okay? I'm not being gender specific here. Guys is just people in the context of this show. So don't overdo it with substances. Drinking or doing a large amount of drugs, especially with someone you're just getting to know, right, can lead to drama-filled or even dangerous scenarios. Now, good, I don't want to be like big sister, like, don't do drugs, everybody, but I think it is important to mention that, again, the more you do, the less out of control things, or the more out of control things can be. So it's really important to, you know, again, have fun in whatever way you'd like to have fun, but just be safe with it, okay? You don't want to end up in a situation where you feel totally powerless with people you're still getting to know. And again, I mean, especially for the ladies, for the guys too, but especially for the ladies, you just want to be able to get out of a scenario if it feels funny to you or feels dangerous to you. And, you know, again, you just want to be able to make clear-headed judgments and decisions about what's going to happen for you. You know, you don't want to be so incapacitated that someone else is making decisions for you, which might not be the things you'd want to happen, okay? So again, take it easy. Take it easy on substances, okay? Number three, look after your love interest. Hello, okay? And this, I'm going to say this goes for guys and girls as well, both. Though I would say more for the dudes, okay? If you're in any sort of party environment, it's important to take care of one another, right? I mean, and again, this is where substances come in as well. It's super important to be aware, like, oh, okay, I'm trying to impress this guy or girl, or like, we're still getting to know each other, you know, I'm trying to put my best foot forward and show them that I'm awesome and that they should want to date me. Well, then you probably shouldn't, like, abandon them or flirt with every other hot guy or girl you see around you or that kind of stuff. So take care and look after your love interest, you know, if you guys, even if you didn't go there together, even if you're not staying in a house together, in a hotel together, that kind of thing, if you're in any way, shape, or form wanting to continue to date this person after the music festival weekend, then you should probably pay attention to them. And yeah, just show them a good time, you know? Like, you're there to make each other's experience better and have fun together. So don't be a douchebag, is basically what I'm saying. Nothing is less sexy than a love interest that disappears, forgets about you, flirts with everyone else, or doesn't seem to care about your well-being. That's another thing. I mean, say you're in the middle, like say you got to the front of the crowd for your favorite band, a mosh pit or something starts. Dude, you're with your girl, you're so excited that she's like there in the mosh pit with you, but maybe you can tell that she's like maybe in a place where she can't handle the mosh pit as well as you can. Okay, so maybe be the gentleman there, do the gentlemanly thing and protect her a little bit, or move her to a space that's still near or like mosh pit adjacent, but not like full on in the middle of it, right? Take care of her, right? Look after each other, okay? So the effort you put forth could solidify, or like I said, if you don't do it right, could sabotage any potential for a relationship. Check in with each other and make sure everyone is taken care of, right? There you go. All right, number four. Be open to checking out a new band that your love interest is into. Hashtag don't be a music snob. Okay, so this one's a huge one. I know that like there's certain bands that some people feel very strongly about. There's certain artists that people are like, oh, that person's just like only doing auto-tuning and, you know, isn't a real singer or artist and that kind of thing. But guess what? At music festivals, there's a variety of musicians, there's a variety of genres. You have fun with it. Maybe you might, you know, actually discover that, oh, that person, that artist you thought was terrible isn't that bad live. Maybe they're great. So the point is, be a little bit more open than you normally would, especially if you're with other people who might have different musical tastes, okay? There's nothing that's more of a turnoff if, like, say you're, you know, with your love interest, they're into, I'm not going to name any band or artists because, again, I'm not going to, whatever. Everyone has their, what they like and what they don't. But say your love interest is into something that's totally not your style. Again, because you're in it together, and again, you're supposed to, you're there to heighten each other's experiences, why not be like, okay, guess what? I will go see that, to that stage, to see that singer-songwriter that you love that I actually don't like. Don't say that, but you're thinking this. I'll go hang out with you and see that person, right? Because then maybe later on, he or she will go with you to see your favorite that they might think is totally boring or whatever, okay? Again, give and take. And again, you might be pleasantly surprised. Maybe the artist that you're going to see that you weren't so interested in seeing, they might actually put on a really good show. I know I've personally been surprised a lot of times where, you know, I wasn't expecting to enjoy some, you know, I don't know, pop artist, something or other. I actually love pop music, but, and I saw them in person. I was like, oh my God, that was so fun. I like danced the whole time. It was like high energy. We're like laughing and smiling. It was great. Okay. So just be open. Don't be a music snob, especially at a music festival, you guys. The point is to be introduced to new things and have fun with it, right? Okay. This environment is all about experiencing. No one wants to be around someone who wants to only do what they want to do and isn't open to your interest. Don't be that guy or girl, okay? Don't you be that guy or girl, okay? Number five, here we go. Discuss who's paying for what. I probably should have put this higher on the list, actually, because I think this is really important, and this kind of goes back to the planning stages of a trip before you actually go, okay? Who's paying for what? There could be a lot of unexpected expenses that can come up during a weekend trip, but especially at a music festival. Gas, food, hotel costs should be discussed beforehand, okay? Now, again, I understand that, you know, I mean, this can be, at least can be like long, drawn out, like kind of stressful conversations sometimes. So make it fun, you know? Okay, so if you guys are going to go up there together, then maybe one of you should just be like, oh, let's just go halvesies. Like, let's just totally, like, pay half for all of it. Or, you know, I'll get the first tank of gas and you get the second tank of gas or whatever. Like, offer to make a contribution. Now, this kind of goes into that conversation, that the ever-present conversation of who pays on a date. This could kind of apply in some ways here, but I do feel like because a music festival can get expensive, I mean, you already paid like $300-$400 for a ticket and the shuttle and parking and all that stuff. You know, food is an extra expense. Gas is another expense. Lodging is another expense. So it might be a good idea, ladies. It could be a really, really nice, I think it's fair in a setting like a music fest, in a scenario like a music festival that's like a whole weekend, for you guys to go halvesies, or at least to start out the trip going that way. Now, guys, if, it, like, let's say the guy is taking the lead. We're assuming the guy is taking the lead in these relationships, okay? For the guys out there, now, if you just wanted to be awesome and say, you know what, I'm going to cover our hotel. How about you get food, I'll cover the hotel, or I'll cover hotel, and let's go halvesies on gas, and then we each pay for our own food. You guys negotiate it however you want, but have that conversation, because I definitely know people who have gone with someone new that they were dating to a music festival and assumed that the person they're dating was going to pay for everything. And that didn't happen, and then it's a big, like, disappointment, and then bad blood is there and all this stuff. So be aware, have a conversation, and be aware of what is expected of both of you. Does your love interest expect you to pay for everything? You know, does your love, is your love interest loaded and just, it was like, no, I invited you, I'm going to pay for everything. I mean, just have that conversation before, right? Also, will it be just the two of you, or will there be friends going with you guys? You know, is it going to be, are you meeting friends there? Or maybe your friends, you guys rented a house and it's going to be like 10 of you, 15 of you in a house together, your friends, their friends, and the two of you, okay? That also could be a great financial option, because you're splitting it 10 ways or 15 ways depending. So that's great too. Things get way cheaper, obviously. So have that discussion beforehand. Seriously, I mean, all of these things are important, but money is huge, because it can just sour the whole trip if you guys aren't on the same page about who's paying for what, okay? So discuss those things beforehand. Number 6, talk about sleeping arrangements. Oh my gosh. I feel like every item I bring up on this list is more important than the next. Okay. Please, 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 please have a conversation about who's sleeping where, what's the scenario, what's the situation, how many beds are there, you know, is there some sort of established thing, especially for those of you who haven't, like, gotten sexual yet. That is a really big conversation that needs to be had, because some would argue, and you should never assume that someone is going to sleep with you or going to make out with you, but I will say, the thing is that if you're agreeing to go overnight, you're agreeing to go on an overnight trip somewhere with someone you're dating, some people will make an assumption that, oh, well, no, of course we're going to get it on, because they've agreed to sleep over with me somewhere far, like, you know, take a trip with me. That is a bad assumption to make, but I see why people make that assumption. You can avoid all of that drama if you have a conversation about it, okay? So I'll say it one more time, especially, if you have not had a sexy sleepover yet, it's important to have this discussion about expectations in that realm. It doesn't have to be a super serious discussion. It really doesn't. You can make it fun, you know? So what's the situation? Like, yeah, like, I'm sure you expect me to, like, we're going to sleep in the same bed, right? I mean, because of course I'm so cute. Like, why wouldn't you? Make it fun. Like, something like that would be really fun. You're playfully, like, joking around and see what they say. Something like that would be great. Or just be like, hey, I just wanted to have a conversation about sleeping arrangements. You know, I might feel more comfortable if, like, maybe we slept in separate rooms or separate beds, you know, just because, you know, I just, that would make me feel more comfortable. Something, say something. Don't let it go. Don't go there and not have that conversation, okay? It doesn't have to be a super serious discussion, but if you have no intention, and this is especially for the women, but guys too, if you have no intention on getting intimate with a love interest during your weekend away, it's important to make arrangements so that your love interest doesn't get the wrong idea. If your friends will be there, discuss the idea of your crews, share your friends, both crews of your friends, sharing a hotel room or renting a house together, so that it won't be just you and your crush if that would be uncomfortable for you, okay? So have that conversation, right? It's important, again, if your friends are going to be there, if you know friends are going to be there, like, if you don't even want to have that, like, be an issue, then just go. If your friends are going to be there, stay with your friends. Each of you can stay with your groups of friends and then convene at the grounds of the concert, you know, at the grounds where all the bands are playing. So then it's not awkward. It's like, okay, no, maybe we'll hang out at their house beforehand for drinks or something, or at night after the bands are not playing, you know, for a party. But there's not an expectation that we are going to all be in the same, like, sleeping over in the same place. I'll go back to my friend's hotel or house, and then you go back to yours. Have a conversation about that stuff before. Please, please, please. You'll avoid a ton of drama. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. okay. So actually, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll jump to number 7 on the list. There's 10 things on the list of basically just tips to make your festival-going experience go really well with a new love interest, okay? Because, again, it's a very specific category. You're not quite in a relationship, but you're not, you know, first date either. What do you do? It's that weird gray area. So more after this break. Stay with us. I'll be back in just a second.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delight mint with the right mint.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, we're back. We are back. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. All right, so we are doing my top 10 tips for singles and new couples for surviving, basically having a drama-free festival time. Again, we're in festival season. It has begun. It is upon us. Oh my gosh, what is the phrase? It's here, basically, is the point. And it's very exciting and it's so fun, but you got to know what to do. Otherwise, there could be some drama. So, and again, especially because that category of new relationship is a very specific gray area category. Number one, let's go back. Let's recap real quick. Number one, make a loose plan. Number two, don't overdo it with substances, quote unquote. Number three, look after your love interest. Number four, be open to checking out a new band. Don't be a music snob. Discuss who's paying for what. Number six, talk about sleeping arrangements. Oh my gosh, yes. Number seven, oh my gosh, this is a sign of the times for sure. Charge your phone, bring a charger, okay? Now, I do realize that a lot of these festivals now have charging stations and that kind of thing because they want people to, like, you know, be taking selfies and, you know, they just know everyone has their phone, so it's like, what the heck? But really, I mean, you don't want to be in a scenario where all the charging stations are, like, taken or, like, there's not a place for you to charge your phone. So even bring, what's really great is if you could bring, like, a separate battery or bring one of the battery-operated chargers. Those are great. I love those, the battery-operated chargers. Because the thing is, a lot of these festivals now, as some of you festival-goers probably already know, a lot of them have apps already set up. So you can download an app for Coachella or for whatever festival you're at, and it has a map of like which bands and the schedule, like which bands are playing on what stage and where the bathrooms are and like all that kind of stuff. So it's really important to make sure that you have a phone, not to mention a working phone that is charged, fully charged, not to mention if you get separated from your friends or you're trying to find your love interest, say you guys, you know, aren't staying rooming or housing, you know, in a hotel together or house together, you want to be able to find them, you know, so you can hang out and be like, yeah, oh, very cute, look at their out, look at their hot festival outfit, yeah. But if your phone dies, that's going to be very difficult. So be sure to bring a charger, bring a extra battery or a battery that charges, you know, one of the battery chargers, just in case, like I said, the charging stations are full or not functional or something. Okay, number 8, don't be a douchebag. Yeah. Okay, this one's pretty straightforward, right? Just be cool, you guys. Guys and girls, just be cool. Seriously, the goal here is for everyone to have fun. Be aware of your actions. Don't do anything that may lessen your capacity or your love interest's capacity or even your friend's capacity for fun. And don't do anything to ruin anyone else's good time. Like I just said, have fun and be respectful of your love interest and your fellow festival goers. Seriously, it takes one douchebag to ruin it for everybody, seriously. Especially also if you are in a house, if you do rent a house with a bunch of friends, don't be the douchebag in a house. Like, I've been in scenarios where I've had amazing, amazing house scenarios with friends where it's like everyone's cleaning up after each other, after themselves, and it's a communal environment and everyone's happy. And then I've been in scenarios where it was so not fun and no one's taking care of the surroundings or, you know, the house or whatever. And it's just ridiculous. It just puts a big black cloud over the whole thing. So, you know, don't be a douchebag. Respect your friends. Respect your love interests. Respect yourself. There you go. Number 9, find friends and combine crews. So it can be fun and take pressure off both you and your love interest if both of your groups or friends coordinate and decide to hang out in one big friend power group, right? It's awesome. It's great, right? And if for some reason, let's just say, you and your love interest aren't getting along, or like maybe you're like, oh, I'm actually like getting to know a lot about this person and I actually don't like them at all, your friends can act as a buffer zone. And in some ways, I mean, they can like kind of save you from just being around your crush, your love interest, the whole time by yourselves and being totally like unhappy about it, right? You know, your friends can take some pressure off a situation in that way. And the more the merrier, right? Maybe there's someone in your friends that likes your love interest's friend and they're going to get together. You never know. It's fun for all. It's fun filled for all people, right? So just, again, be aware. Make sure your friends kind of coordinate. I actually did that a couple of years ago. I was seeing somebody and him and his friends rented a house. So then me and my friends went to their house and hung out during the day before the band started playing and like hung out. They had a pool there. It was like so much fun. It was really, really great. So combine friends and crews. And again, it's really great to do that, especially if you have the unfortunate, if the unfortunateness comes upon you that you have a realization that you don't like your love interest anymore, or you're like, they're being a douchebag, like in the previous tip, then you have your friends there at least you can have fun with, okay? Number 10, have fun. Because that really is the point. The reason that these music festivals are doing so well is that everyone is loving this whole experiential thing that you can go and have a full-on experience that takes you out of reality with these bands and with the lights and with the music and with the, if you're doing substances, which again, that's your choice. I actually think a lot of people can have a lot of fun not doing any drinking or anything else, but it's your choice. Again, all of this to say that music festivals are there for an amazing experience, and you're supposed to have amazing fun experience. So hopefully these tips will help you have that amazingly fun experience without the drama and without the chaos, and I hope you have fun. And yay, festival season! I hope to see you guys out at one of the festivals, because guess what? I'm going to be there. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
lazy when I play. I'm lazy with my girlfriend 1,000 times a day. I'm lazy when I'm speaking. I'm lazy when I walk. I'm lazy when I'm dancing. And I'm lazy when I talk. I open up my mouth, air comes rushing out. Nothing doing, not a never. How you like me now? Wouldn't it be mad? Wouldn't it be fine? Lazy lucky lady dancing, loving.